弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我叫张立根。
My name is 立根张。
力量的力，耕田的耕。
And that means strength and cultivating.
从名字上来讲，真的很苦。
And that tells you I probably have a very laboring life.
我没有选择。
It's not out of my choice.
我今天又能够站到神这么神圣的讲坛上，我真的很惭愧，很愧。
And I'm really very ashamed that I should stand on the pulpit of the Lord.
我是个罪人。
Because I'm a sinner.
很大的罪人。
I'm a big sinner.
我今天能够来，是因着信。
I can come here is all because of my faith.
当弟兄让我来的时候，我开始还在犹豫。
And I hesitated first when Timothy invited me.
但是弟兄也不知道我要讲什么。
But he had no idea what I'm going to testify.
弟兄只是给我打了个电话，说你来做个见证好吗
？And he only gave me calls. Says, "Can you come and testify?"
我今天知道了。
And now I know.
是因着弟兄对我的那个信。
And because he has faith in me.
这个信不是从弟兄的口里传到我的心里的。
And this faith is not passed through his lips to my heart.
我知道他所要成就的一切是从神那里领受来的。
Because I know whatever he's trying to accomplish is through the will of God.
我为什么今天能够在神的面前认罪
Why is that I'm able to confess my sin before God?
是因为我自己的路走近了
Because I have come to the end of my own way.
人常说人的尽头就是神的起头
People always say the end of man is the beginning of God.
我是97年来到教会
I came to church in 1997.
当时我们的生活光景真的很不好。
And our financial condition was very poor at the time.
我跟我的姊妹一起来。
Me and my wife joined the church together.
她在一次被呼召的时候突然的站立起来。
And at the altar call, she stood up and accepted the calling.
这对我是一个很大的震惊。
And that was such a shock to me.
因为以肉体的我和刚强的我，我不可以接受她这么不尊重我。
Because for a strong man like me, I felt she did not respect me as a husband.
我感觉你这样给我很没面子。
I feel so embarrassed by her behavior.
但是过后回家以后，我就深深的感到她变
了。And after we returned home, I noticed that she has been changed.
我多么想看到她这样。
I really like what I saw.
之后是因着弟兄们的爱
And afterwards, because the love of the brothers,
和弟兄那么谦卑那么顺服的形象感动了我
And the humble image of our brothers had moved me greatly.
虽然那个时候我并不是真的很清楚教会是怎么样
And even though at the time I did not understand the meaning of church,
但我也是因着那简单的信
But with a simple faith,
我决定
I decided
我要信这个神
that I will believe in this God.
可能的准确时间我记得不是很清了。
I don't know exact timing.
大概是在1997年的7月8号。
It's approximately July 8th, 1997.
是那天那么荣耀的早上。
That was such a glorious morning.
我和我亲爱的姊妹一同在那么好的时刻归入了神家，我们受洗了。
Me and my dear wife were baptized together into the house of the Lord.
也许这一切对我们来讲来得太简单了。
Maybe the whole process occurs so simply.
从此我们也来教会聚会。
Afterwards, we started to come to church for regular meetings.
凭着自己的感觉，结识了一些比较容易接近的、不错的弟兄和朋友。
And by our own choice, we get to know a few brothers and sisters.
我今天讲出来的话和我前天的见证。可能完全不一样。
My testimony today may be very different from what I gave 2 days ago.
我们在一起读经，我们在一起聚会，真快乐。
It was such a wonderful time we had to study together and to go to church together.
我们自己的能力真的很有限。
We are so limited.
想起来还真是都是靠着弟兄姊妹们的扶持和教会服侍的弟兄们的这么的关爱我们才一步一步的成长起来
When I look back, we gradually grow up in the house of the Lord by the support and love of brothers and sisters as well as co-workers
这一切都是那么的美好。
It was such a beautiful time we had.
但是让我的改变也是来得这么的突然。
But my change occurred suddenly as well.
我不想为自己解脱。
And I'm not trying to find an excuse.
Sorry, 开脱。
I'm not trying to find an excuse for what I did.
我就是因为一点点的误会。
So all because of a little misunderstanding, I was defeated.
我好像是被什么事情所误会了。
It's like I was being wronged by people.
但是我也不想解释。
But I didn't want to bother to explain.
从那以后我就不来教会了。
But because of that little misunderstanding, I refused to go back to church afterwards.
游走在这社会上也没什么更大的感触。
And I was wandering around in this world.
生活也是一天一天的过。
And I still go. The day still goes by as usual.
因为那个时候，我自己的那份工作已经相对稳定了。
Because I had a pretty stable job at that time.
然后所想的就是说，更大的盼望是不是在寻求更大的改善
？And all my goal was to improve my life.
今天我站到这个神圣的讲坛上，我知道我错了。
Now I'm standing on this holy pulpit of God. I know I was wrong.
我就是凭着一个刚硬不自尊的一个臭男人的心情来靠着自己的能力来承受这一切来抗争这一切
I was such a proud man and I tried to do everything with my own strength to fight against God
这改变和打击来自于我的生活
and change and the blow occurred to me and all came into my life
我和我的姊妹的争执越来越多了
And between me and my wife, we start having more frequent quarrels.
分歧越来越多了。
And there's more problems between us.
伤害越来越深了。
And the end result, we hurt each other even more.
我没有感觉。
Yet, I did not feel that.
我很麻木。
I was so numb about it.
还是这样一天一天的过日子，过生活。
Each day passed by, I was still went on as usual.
最近一年多以来。
And the last year or so,
我常常被噩梦惊醒。
Many times I will wake up from nightmares.
以前的我是不管身外的事。
And before, things wouldn't bother me.
到了晚上倒头便睡。
And I could sleep very well before.
就像我姊妹跟她的朋友讲的。
Just like what my wife told her friends.
她壮得像头牛似的，不知道什么叫病。
He was so strong physically, he doesn't know how to feel to be sick.
活该让她染上了鼻过敏。
It's good that he has some sinus problem now.
这一切都是我最近才知道的。
And I heard about these comments recently.
我遇到了很多我不想也不敢能承受的挫折和打击。
I encountered many blows that I could not even imagine nor do I want to accept.
不是一件，是许许多多件。
It's not just one incident, but many of them.
特别是来到美国以后
Especially after I came to this country
几乎所有被人们所容易纪念的 日子长周末和我的生日没有一件是痛是美好的回忆几乎都是痛苦很大的痛苦
In every major event or important date even including my own birthdays when I look back there was no good memory but all painful memories
当我绝望的时候
In my despair
我猛然的惊醒了
I suddenly woke up.
我心中那么多的不平。
And I feel so wrong and so unfair.
我是一个封闭的男人。
And I'm a very closed man.
我来美国八年多。
I have come into this country for 8 years.
包括我几十年在中国大陆的生活。
Including my life in China previously.
从来没有向任何一个人讲过我自己的内心和交心的讲话。
I never opened up myself and shared with others what's in my heart.
几乎可以说没有一个人真正了解我。
I can say no one really understands me.
我也不想让谁了解我。
And neither do I want anybody to understand me.
我觉得我行。
I feel that I'm capable of doing it.
我几乎不求人。
And I don't want ask favor from others.
但是，当真正到我生活的尽头的时候
，But when I truly comes to my end，
我那么盼望想找人宣泄我心中的不平。
I was so eager to find someone with whom I can fellowship.
我茫然。
I was so lost.
我开着车到处转。
I drove the car, just drove around the street.
想按照我的计划找我所有想找的人去讲我心中的不愉快。
Try to find someone I had in my mind to talk about what I felt.
一个都没有找到。
However, I feel I could find no one.
我来到了我曾经被受洗的那个教会圣加谷基督徒聚会所。
And finally, I came to my church in which I was baptized.
我看到外面停着两辆车。
And I saw two cars parking outside.
凭我的感觉，应该是有人。
So I feel I thought somebody should be in the church.
我用力的敲打门。
So I pound on the door.
没有回音。
Nobody came out.
我真的很痛苦。
And I was in such a suffering.
我突然间又想起了一个弟兄。
And suddenly a brother's face came into my mind.
我这个人很没有礼貌。
And I was very impolite.
就像你们今天看到我一样。
Just like when you see me this morning.
我是带着我的本相来到这个讲坛上。
I came in my own condition.
我不知道去怎样掩饰自己或修饰自己。
I don't know how to cover up.
我没打招呼到了弟兄的家。
Without telling him, I went to his house.
其实弟兄，我相信对我是有成见的。
And I think he probably didn't like me that much.
但是他依然开了门，欢迎我进去了。
Regardless, he opened the door and welcomed me in.
我凭着我的血气和刚硬。
And in my flesh, in my all stubbornness.
向他讲了许多。
I told him what was in my heart.
然后我们又出来。
And then we left.
晚上很冷。
We came out together. It was pretty cold at night.
由于生活的改变。
And because of how my life has been changed.
我的体质也差了。
My physical condition deteriorated.
我也消瘦了。
And I have lost a lot of weight.
以前常常人问我说立刚你在减肥。
People always ask me, are you on a diet?
我跟弟兄说我神经病才会减肥。
I said, I'm not crazy, I'm not on a diet.
我说我是生活的无奈。
But because I feel so helpless.
这是我的真心话。
And that's the truth.
我跟弟兄还在交通。
And I continue my fellowship with that Christian brother.
弟兄的话并不多。
He didn't say much to me.
最后他讲了一句话。
At the end, he said.
他说把一切也交给神。
He said, trust everything to God.
从神而来的才是大而可畏的。
Only thing that's from God is something you should be mindful of. That's dreadful.
我突然间意识到了。
Suddenly, I realized.
我拍了一下弟兄的肩膀。
So I pat on his shoulder.
我说我不敢叫你的名字，我希望你再叫你弟兄。
I said, they're not to call your name directly, but can I call your brother?
我说我跟你讲了这么多。
I've told you so much.
实际上这句话对我是有用。
But what you just said really helped me.
弟兄曾经有跟我相似的光景。
Because he has experienced similar situation before.
他把一切交给了神。
So what he chose to do was to entrust God everything.
他得救了。
And he was saved.
都是发生在我身边的事情。
And these are things occurring around me before.
太真实了。
It was so real.
我们属肉体的。
We are in our flesh.
不相信神的作为。
Don't like to believe the work of God.
总是被属世的一切所遮盖了我们的眼目。
Instead, we let the things of this world blind our eyes.
回想自己的生活的光景。
When I look back,
一天的败落。
How my condition deteriorated day after day.
毫无盼望。
Was like living hopelessly.
想求的物质改善也没有什么希望。
I tried to improve my economic condition, but I wasn't making much progress.
晚上我进入了长长的思考。
And that night, I gave a long thought.
我认识的人不多。
I don't know many people.
我在社会上没有交过任何朋友。
I haven't made too many friends.
特别是在美国。
Especially in this country.
我不相信人。
I don't trust people.
我的姊妹指责我。
My wife always criticized me.
你看你有朋友吗？
Said, do you have any friend?
我说我不想交那些没用的朋友。
I said, I don't want to make useless friends.
我说我在教会交了几个朋友。
I have made some friends in the church.
我说都是我们互相之间的朋友。
And these are our friends.
我很依靠你。
And I trust them.
当我离开教会的时候。
And after I decided to leave church.
我一样也失去了这些朋友。
At the same time, I lost all these friends.
当我还刚硬的时候。
When I was still stubborn.
我跨进了教会。
And I returned to the church.
我说我今天来是认罪来的。
And I told them I have come to confess my sin.
但是我一开口。
But the minute I opened my mouth.
依然不认罪。
I was still so stubborn in my words.
我问弟兄姊妹们，我说你们知道我为什么不来教会吗？
Instead, I asked them, "Do you know why I do not come to church?"
我说如果你们知道真正的原因，请告诉我可以吗？
I said, "Please tell me if you know the real reason."
我说我不想隐瞒。
Because I don't want to hide anymore.
我看到他们的眼神。
They look at me.
我知道不会有答案。
I know there was no answer.
我说我不来教会，你们有人问过吗？
I said, "You know, I haven't come to church for a while. Did you bother to find out?"
我说我就这么被失望了。
Therefore, I was forgotten by you.
其实几年来我没有来，我并没有太大的遗憾。
Actually, I don't feel too much regret for not going to church for a few years.
我那夜进入了长考。
And that night, I was thinking for a long time.
我想讲出来的名字，你们不会怪我。
If I tell you the names that I don't think you will blame me for it.
我认识的就是那几个人。
Because I only knew a few brothers and sisters.
我看到曾玉姊妹、冷静弟兄的家的改变，多么蒙福啊！
I was so touched to see the change in the household of Jenny and Brother Len.
我看到华伟的家多么幸福啊！
And what a blessing Brother Huawei had been, what a blessing they have received in their household.
我看到还有一个弟兄姊妹的家依然生活在最终挣扎，跟我有同样的光景。
And also saw another household, my dear brother and sister, still suffer because they stay in sin.
但是他们依然有爱神的心。
They still have a heart to love the Lord.
还需要神来做工。
It's still up to the Lord to continue His work.
我行的这几天的所有一切，还是凭着血气。
And all I did, even in the past few days, were still in my flesh.
神救我就是那么奇妙。
And it's a marvelous thing that God has rescued me.
就是那夜长考的晚上。
And on that very night, when I was thinking hard,
我通过一个姊妹打听到另外一个姊妹的家的电话。
And through a Christian sister, I found out the phone number of another Christian sister.
因为我远离这神的家的这几年。
Because in the few years I've been away from the house of God,
我没有任何人的电话和地址。
I've lost contact of all the brothers and sisters.
当我打通姊妹的电话的时候
，So when I finally got her phone number，
没有回音
，And there was no one responding，
我很失望
，I was disappointed。
大概几分钟之后
，A few minutes later，
有了一个电话
，And I found another phone number。
因为这几年封闭的我不接电话
，Because I'm so close these days， I don't even want to answer phone calls。
我也不给任何人电话
，Neither do I give bother to call others。
我就是那么单纯的在家里生活。
And I just live, try to live simply at home.
一个男人真不容易。
And it wasn't easy for a man to do that.
从工作回家。
I would go to work and return home.
从家又到工作。
And from home to my work again.
就是这么简单。
That was just pretty much my daily routine.
八年多真的不容易。
For 8 years, it wasn't usual.
我说接到的是一个姊妹的电话。
Then I suddenly received this phone call from a Christian sister.
丽根你好吗？
She greeted me, said, "How are you, 丽根？"
你的姊妹好吗？
How is your wife?
我心里很痛。
And I feel so painful.
我骗她，我说很好，很好。
But I lied to her by saying, "Yeah, everything's fine."
我说姊妹，我说我想到教会去认罪。
And I said, "Sister, I want to go to church to confess my sin."
她说好啊。
She said, "Oh, okay."
她说教会的大门永远是向弟兄姊妹们敞开。
She said, "The door of the house of God is always open to brothers and sisters."
讲的话并不多。
She didn't say much.
然后她就为我祷告。
Then she prayed for me on the phone.
我不属灵，不追求。
I'm not spiritual. I don't bother to pursue the Lord.
能讲出一句整话的属灵的话，我讲不出来。
I can even make a complete sentence, something that's spiritually.
圣经我没看过。
And I didn't read the Bibles.
以前到教会查经的时候。
When I went to church, the Bible study meeting.
就是带着脑袋来。
All I did was just bring myself there.
出了门忘的就差不多了。
And once the meeting is over, when I walked out the church building, I pretty much forgot everything.
姊妹为我祷告。
So that Christian sister prayed for me on the phone.
她祷告的什么东西我都记得不清楚。
I couldn't remember what she said exactly.
甚至连一个字我都想不起来。
I don't think I remember anything at all.
但是我当时的感觉太痛苦了。
But I was in such a pain.
我哭出了声音。
So I cried on the phone.
很快祷告停止，电话就结束了。
And very fast our conversation ended and we hung up the phone.
我躺在床上。
I lay down on my bed.
我试着我跟神沟通。
And I tried to communicate with God.
我仰着头。
I lift my head.
我第一次张出了声音。
It's the first time I cried out with voice.
我说神啊，我错了。
Oh God, I was wrong.
这一切是让我完全不知道用什么话来形容，是那么震撼的感觉，我不知道是什么，那一刻的时刻降临在我的身上。
It's really beyond what I can describe what happened to me after that. Something very powerful, undescribable came upon me.
我不知道是哭，是笑，是痛苦，是悲哀，是茫然，就是那种感觉，是一种失声的表现出来的，就像哭一样。
And I just couldn't help but cry out loud, but I wasn't sure whether I was crying in bitterness or in joy.
但远比这一切来的要重得多。
But it's much more than just that.
我虚荣爱面子。
And I'm a man who is very prideful.
可那一刻。
But at that moment,
我抵挡不住。
I couldn't resist anymore.
我有房客跟我住在一起。
I have roommates next door.
又是个半夜。
And that was in the middle of night.
我的哭的声音很大。
I believe my wailing must be very loud.
我就还是凭我的肉体，我想去抗争。
And with my own strength, I tried to control.
我停止不下来。
But I could not stop myself.
我也站立不起来。
And I couldn't even get up from my bed.
就是这样，我坚持着。
And in that condition,
我还是后来站了起来。
And I tried very hard. Finally, I was able to stand up.
我去洗了一把脸。
So I went to wash my face.
这一切迷迷糊糊的就过去了。
And then everything just become very blurry afterwards.
我当时并不懂这是什么。
I had no idea what happened.
后来我认罪以后，弟兄姊妹们告诉我，这叫圣灵的浇灌。
After I confessed my sin in public, brothers and sisters explained to me that was outpouring of the Holy Spirit on me.
我四十几年来从来没经历过的。
It's something I never experienced in my 40-some years of life.
转天我依然跟神祷告。
And the next day I continue to pray.
我跟神求那一切我想要的。
And I ask him to help me to obtain what I desire to receive.
下午的时刻我的恶又出现了。
And then that afternoon my evil nature appeared again.
我很怕。
I was so afraid.
我心里又不平安。
And I was losing my peace.
我就又跟神祷告来压制他。
So I prayed to God to help me.
我不知道我能做什么。
I didn't know what I could do.
这时候下班的时间到，我就回家了。
And but that's time to go back home, so I left my workplace.
我最近都是很晚才打开信箱。
And recently, I don't bother to open my mailbox until very late at night.
但那一天我就直接开了信箱。
But that day, I decided to open my mailbox right away.
里边只有两封信。
There were two letters.
一封没用的。
And one was a junk mail.
另外一封凭我的感觉。
And the other one, just by touching it,
我有90%到95%的把握。
I'm pretty certain I knew what it was.
它就是我这么多年苦累心酸所要想得到的第一步。
And that was the very first thing I've been laboring for so many years to receive.
几天来的痛苦，我已经很疲乏了。
And I was pretty much exhausted from the suffering in the past few days.
身体很虚弱。
I was physically weak.
我想回家洗个澡，吃一点点东西。
And I decided to go back to my room and take a shower and eat something first.
但我进了房间，我就不这样想了。
Once I entered into my room, I changed my mind.
我马上打开了信封。
I immediately opened the envelope.
当我看到那一切是真的存在的时候。
When I saw that indeed it's happening in my eyes.
我把这个东西放在了台子上。
I laid that thing on the table.
我扑倒了在地。
And I just fell to the ground.
我又痛哭失声。
And I could not help but wailing again.
今天我没有带来。
I didn't bring that thing with me.
前天的见证，我已经让大家看过了。
I showed that to a brother and sister a couple of days ago.
我的绿卡收到了。
It's that the green card I've been working so hard for.
我为这张卡 特别是在最近一段时间又经历很大的痛苦和折磨。
And I suffer so much for this recently.
我看到他的时候我心里真的很复杂。
So when I saw this green car, I have the mixture of feelings.
我先谢了恩。
First, I gave thanks to God.
也有埋怨。
And then I also have complaints.
写在了信封上。
And I wrote it on the envelope.
我知道我说了一些都是废话。
And I know what I said here may be totally nonsense to you.
这是神救我的又一个真真的见证。
But that was the true testimony that God has used.
他来的时间是那么奇妙。
The timing is just perfect.
我还有什么所抗拒的呢？
How can I resist him anymore?
我洗了个澡。
So I took a shower.
还是凭着血气。
And still I was in my flesh.
找了我那久已没见的弟兄。
I went to seek a brother who I haven't seen for years.
因为我们同样生活在罪的光景中不知罪。
Because we were both like people living in sin but not aware of it.
我欺骗他。
I deceived him before.
用我的手段把他骗到了教会。
And I to trick him by bringing him to church.
我想靠着我自己的能力我让他跟我一同领受一种感受。
Because I tried to let him feel what I feel in the church with my own ways.
我失败了。
But I failed.
但是我那一天向神来到教会向神和众弟兄姊妹们我认罪了。
Two days ago, I went to church and confessed in front of brothers and sisters.
过程就是这样简单。
It was just as simple as that.
又过了一天。
Another day passed.
就是我前天在跟弟兄姊妹们见证的时候我说我有一点的小秘密我没有告诉大家。
Two days ago, while I was sharing with brothers and sisters, I told them there's still a secret I could not share at that time.
我是晚上十一点回到的家里。
And I returned home around 11 o'clock that night.
我依然是打开信箱。
Again, I opened up our mailbox.
我今天告诉大家。
Let me tell you.
那个小秘密。
The secret.
是我姊妹的绿卡收到了。
Is that I also received the green card from my wife.
她的身体不好。
She suffer physically.
夜里我不敢打搅她。
Therefore, I would not call her at night.
我对她的伤害太深太深了。
Because I have hurt her so much in the past.
她搬出我们的家已经好几年了。
She has moved out of our house for years.
这期间我越来越背离她越不关心她。
And during this period, I care less and less about her.
以至于让她对我的彻底失望。
To the point she finally totally gave up on me.
我不绝望。
But I will not lose my hope.
我总觉得有那一丝丝的盼望在等待着我们。
For some reason, I always feel there's still a little bit of hope waiting for us.
我又想转天把这个卡马上告诉她。
And I really want to call her right away.
那一夜我睡不着觉。
The whole night long, I could not sleep.
很早的时候，我又不顾及别人的感觉。
And early in the morning, without caring about how others may feel,
我把这个喜讯告诉了弟兄和姊妹。
And I called some brothers and sisters and shared with them the news.
我求他们向我一同保密。
And I asked them to keep the secret for me.
我说我想到晚上的时候，帮我一起把这份我想要得来的那份喜悦和想一起跟他分享的这个时刻作为我是第一人。
And I said, I want to be the first one to share with her this great news and what happened to me recently.
我自私地把她留在我身边过了一天一夜。
Therefore, I kept her green card with me for a day and a night.
但我还是凭着自己的意愿到晚上时候想要实现我的梦的时候。
But that is still according to my own plan.
破碎了。
But at night, when I was about to actualize it, something happened.
我想了许多。
I thought a lot.
当我礼拜五晚上来到教会，弟兄让我做见证的时候。
When I gave testimony on Friday night at church.
弟兄的一句话深深的又打动了我。
Something a brother said greatly moved me.
弟兄讲，先求神的国，再求神的义，再求神的应许。
He said, seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God.
就是这短短的几天时间。
And in this short period of time,
虽然我还依然没有读经，
even though I haven't really started to read the Bible，
但是我看到了我自己那一点点的改变。
But I saw the small change occur to me.
是那么有盼望的改变。
I feel there's hope now.
就像我今天能站到这里。
Just like that, I'm actually standing here this morning.
就是弟兄的一句话。
It's all because what he shared with me.
我想了很多。
I thought a lot.
真的很痛苦。
And I was in such a pain.
人不破碎自己。
If a man does not break himself,
是不会彻底改变的。
There's no way he will change.
我不想因着我的罪，
and I don't want because of my sin,
去给更多的人带来更大的不幸。
I'll bring more misfortune to people around me.
因为我和我姊妹是一同被受浸的。
Because me and my wife were baptized at the same time.
我不想在追求的道路上有任何一个人去失落。
And I don't want anyone get lost because of us.
我怕。
I was so afraid.
我真的很怕。
I'm truly afraid.
主耶稣啊。
Oh Lord Jesus.
我在这里也深深地向主求。
And I pray to you from my heart.
求主赐给我这样的机会。
To give me a chance.
我想把我和我姊妹的关系。
So that I may, the relationship between me and my wife.
和这个曾经被神祝福的家。
And our household, which has been blessed by you before,
恭敬地交托在恩主的手上。
And I just trust ourselves and our household in your hand.
求主在我们之间行大能。
May you move greatly and mightily among us.
我想求你借着我们这个真实的活的见证。
And may through this living testimony,
看到我们这个家庭的改变。
You will see change to start to happen in our house.
我们愿意为你做那蒙恩得救的见证。
We are willing to testify you.
因为因着我们的得救。
And because of us being saved.
我想使更多的弟兄和姊妹们。
More brothers and sisters.
一同重新回到你温暖的怀抱。
Can also return to your loving bosom.
回到我们那永远所盼望所依靠的家。
To return the household of God in which we can fully trust.
看到我们的教会一天一天的兴旺。
To see our church will grow and prosper in you.
看更多的朋友弟兄姊妹们重新投入你温暖的怀抱。
And see more brothers and sisters return home.
做你永远的依靠。
So that you will be their forever reliance.
来荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
然后再应许我们所求的一切。
Then you grant us whatever we wish for.
我努力的在理顺我和神之间的位置。
And I'm trying very hard to rearrange the priority between God and me, my life.
早上来到我们 Pomona 的教会。
This morning when I came to the church of Pomona.
这是我第一次往这里来。
This is my first visit.
弟兄又一句话启发了我。
And the brother also again reminded me.
求神的国，神的义。
Seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God.
要让神看到从我们自身的改变。
So that God can see there's true change in us.
你的愿望。就有盼望。
Then there's hope for our own wishes.
我不知道我还能讲出什么来。
I really don't know what I can share.
我还是一样的愿望。
Still the same wish applies.
我有一个小小的要求。
Can I have this small request?
礼拜五见证的时候。
When I testify on Friday.
我说。我想唱一首歌。
I told the brother and sister I want to sing a song.
现在我想求弟兄姊妹们跟我一起唱。
Now I'd like to ask you to join me singing this song.
成长的道路中，虽然我现在有一点点的改变。
Even though now I start to show some change.
但我依然软弱。
But I'm still very weak.
我可能还会跌倒。
And I may still fall many times.
我知道我的能力，我的一切是有限度。
I know I'm so limited in my own ability.
我真正的认识到。
I truly realize.
我做不到。
I can't do it on my own.
我想求弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, I like to ask you.
求弟兄们。
Special brothers.
为我所求的一切祷告。
Pray for me.
帮我改变。
Help me to change.
看到我慢慢慢慢的成长起来。
So that I may grow gradually in the Lord.
我想求大家跟我一起再唱我想唱的这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song one more time.
爱 救了我。
Hymn 105, Love Lifted Me.
Oh. 我曾深沉醉海中，远离平安之岸，误会纵然堕落深，永远沉沦无望。但是沧海珍珠在，问我绝望呼声，伸手海中救了我，我竟安全，爱救了我，爱救了我。当我在世界漂泊，爱救了我，爱救了我，爱救了我。当我在世界漂泊，爱救了我。哈利路亚，赞美主。
阿门。
赞美主。我还有一个小小的心愿，弟兄姊妹们一起为我祷告，求神给我那个机会，我愿意来到我姊妹的面前，来到我姊妹的家孩子的面前，我愿意向他们认罪，求他们饶恕我，谢谢主。
And I'd like to ask brothers to pray for me, because I'd like to return to my wife and our children to ask for their forgiveness. And may the Lord give us a perfect home again.
感谢主，我就见证到这里。
This is my testimony.